Welcome back to this episode of Hip Hop History. This week, we are going to Santa Monica, California, but only for 3 months. Then we're off to Detroit, Michigan, where Sean Michael Leonard Anderson was born on March 25th, 1988, to Myra and James Anderson. The move to Detroit is where he was raised by his mother, a school teacher, and his grandmother. Anderson's grandmother, Mildred Leonard, served in World War II and was one of the first ever black female captains in the United States Army. He attended the Detroit Waldorf School and graduated from Cass Technical High School. In his latter years in high school, Sean showed his skills on a weekly basis as part of a battle contest held by Detroit hip-hop station WHTD. In 2005, Kanye West was doing a radio interview at 102.7 FM. Hearing about this, Sean came to the station to meet West and freestyle. Initially, West was reluctant to hear him. However, he gave him 16 bars to rap for him. According to Sean, West enjoyed his freestyle, saying, "As we get to the entrance of the radio station, we stopped in the middle of the doorway. He starts looking at me and bobbing his head." After the freestyle, Sean left West his demo tape. 2 years later, West signed Big Sean to Good Music. Sean has cited West, Eminem, B.I.G., and J. Dilla as his influences. On September 30th, 2007, Sean released his first mixtape, Finally Famous, the mixtape. His single, Get You Some, produced by Right Tracks, attained attention. He also recorded a music video for Get You Some, which was directed by Hype Williams. Sean released a second mixtape on April 16th, 2009 called You Know Big Sean. It featured the songs Million Dollars, Get You Some, and Supa Dupa. Sean released a third mixtape August 31st, 2010 called Finally Famous Volume 3, B.I.G., which features Bun B, Chip the Ripper, Currency, Tyga, Drake, Mike Posner, Chuck English, Asher Roth, Dom Kennedy, and Chitty Bang. The tape includes 20 tracks. A leak of his collaboration with Drake, called Made, found its way onto the internet on April 30th, 2010. Sean's official Facebook page confirmed that his debut album, Finally Famous, and Consequences Cons TV, would be released on September 14th, 2010. On August 31st, Big Sean tweeted that the album was not coming out on that day, but it would be coming out sometime in 2011. In an interview on Conspiracy Worldwide Radio, Sean discussed the role Kanye West and No ID have had in his development and the album's sonic direction, as well as the challenges of being inside the studio with Kanye West. The album's lead single, My Last, featured vocals from Chris Brown and was produced by No ID. Finally Famous, Sean's debut studio album, was released on June 28, 2011 and spawned three hit singles, My Last, Marvin Chardonnay, and Dance, Ass. The album features guest appearances from Lupe Fiasco, John Legend, Pharrell, Kanye West, Roscoe Dash, Wiz Khalifa, Chitty Bang, Rick Ross, Nicki Minaj, Pusha T, and included production from No ID, The Legendary Tracksters, Andrew Pop Wansel, Xiphone Jones, and The Neptunes. When the songs OTTR and Flowers were leaked in July 2011, speculation began of a new mixtape. Sean confirmed in an interview, June 28, 2011, that a collaborative mixtape between him and, quote, two other guys in hip-hop that are killing it right now will be released in a couple of weeks. Wiz Khalifa and Currency were the suspected featured rappers on the mixtape. However, Wiz Khalifa later confirmed that there would be no mixtape, claiming that the songs were created just for fun. In July 2011, Big Sean contributed two verses to Kelly Rowland's single Lay It On Me from her Here I Am album. Sean collaborated with Hit-Boy in writing and producing the song. On October 19, 2011, Kanye West announced on his Twitter plans for a Spring 2012 Good Music album release. On April 6, 2012, Mercy, the lead single from the Good Music compilation album Cruel Summer, was released. A song produced by newly signed in-house producer Lifted features Big Sean, along with Kanye West, Pusha T, and 2 Chainz. Sean then announced his fourth mixtape would be titled Detroit and serve as a lead-in to his second studio album. He then began promoting the mixtape, releasing short versions of the songs on his YouTube page. On September 5th, 2012, Big Sean released the mixtape Detroit, which features guest appearances from J. Cole, Juicy J, King Chip, aka Chip the Ripper, French Montana, Royce da 5'9", Kendrick Lamar, and Tyga. Sean pushed back the release date of his second studio album, Hall of Fame, and it was released on August 27th, 2013. Big Sean also stated in an interview that he was in the studio with fellow Detroit native Eminem. Sean went on to say that they made a Detroit classic, but he is unsure if it will be on Hall of Fame because of timing issues. Hall of Fame spawned 5 singles: Guap, Switch Up featuring Common, Beware featuring Jhené Aiko and Lil Wayne, Fire, and Ashley featuring Miguel. On September 12, 2014, Big Sean announced that he had signed a management deal with Roc Nation. Later the same day, he released 4 new songs titled I Don't Fuck With You, Paradise, Fourth Quarter, and Jit Juke. I Don't Fuck With You was released on iTunes on September 19, 2014, and this one took him to a different stratosphere. On January 25, 2015, various artists who worked on Sean's upcoming third studio album, such as Kanye West, Ty Dolla $ign, DJ Mustard, Drake, Travis Scott, and Ariana Grande, posted the album cover to Twitter or Instagram. The next day, Big Sean posted a trailer to his new album, which revealed the album's release date as February 24, 2015. The album, Dark Sky Paradise, debuted atop the Billboard 200, making it his first number one album. He would lead with video singles for songs entitled I Don't Fuck With You, few, Blessings, I Know, One Man Can Change the World, and Play No Games. As of February 1st, 2016, Dark Sky Paradise was certified platinum. On December 31st, 2015, Big Sean released a track recapping 2015, What a Year, featuring Pharrell Williams in detail. On March 25th, 2016, Big Sean released a track to celebrate his 28th birthday, Get My Shit Together. 2 days later, he announced a self-titled album with Jhené Aiko as 2088, scheduled to be released on April 1st, 2016, exclusively on Tidal for 1 week. A week later, the album would be made available on iTunes and Spotify. The group released a 15-minute short film called Out of Love, which is composed of several records from the album. Around the same month, upon the wake of the Flint water crisis, Big Sean tweeted to the city's official Twitter account asking if he could do anything to help, and then later donated $10,000. On October 31st, 2016, Big Sean released Bounce Back as a lead single for his fourth studio album, I Decided, which was released on February 3rd, 2017. Moves was released on December 16th, 2016. Sean consulted the advice of Jay-Z and Rick Rubin while working on the album. Big Sean achieved his second number one album on Billboard 200 chart as I Decided debuted at the number one spot. As of April 18th, 2017, I Decided was certified gold. 2 months after the release of I Decided, Big Sean was offered an official Key to the City of Detroit for his contribution to his own Sean Anderson Foundation. On November 3rd, 2017, Sean and Metro Boomin released the single Pull Up and Wreck, featuring 21 Savage. A month later, it was announced that Sean and Metro were releasing a collaborative album titled Double or Nothing. The album was released on December 8th, 2017, which included features from Travis Scott, 2 Chainz, 21 Savage, Cash Doll, Young Thug, and Sway Lee, and included the single Pull Up and Wreck. In 2017, Big Sean voiced the character of Terrence for an episode of HBO's animated series Animals. On July 24th, 2019, Big Sean released his first solo single since 2017, titled Overtime, produced by Hit-Boy, Keywayne, and the Tucker Brothers. In an interview with Beats One Radio, Sean said he was returning to his roots with the single ahead of his forthcoming album. On July 26th, he released the song Single Again, which includes background vocals from Jhené Aiko and Ty Dolla $ign. On August 26th, he released the single Berserk featuring ASAP Rocky, performing it at the 2019 MTV Video Music Awards. On March 25th, he announced that his new record would be entitled Detroit 2. On August 25th, he released the album's lead single, Deep Reverence, featuring the late great Nipsey Hussle. Later on in the year, Big Sean starred in the animated movie Trouble, also known as Dog Gone Trouble, alongside Pamela Adlon and Lucy Hale. The movie was directed by Kevin Johnson. Detroit 2 was released on September 4th, 2020, and features collaborations with Eminem, Jhené Aiko, and Lil Wayne. The album debuted at the number one spot on the Billboard 200, making it his third number one album. On September 17, 2020, Big Sean revealed in a Reddit AMA that another 2088 album is in the works. A track attributed to the project appeared on Detroit 2. He has also announced that he plans on launching his own record label. On October 29, 2021, Big Sean announced on Twitter that after 14 years, he has stepped away from Kanye West's Good Music label, saying, "That's a forever brotherhood, but business-wise, I had to start getting a bigger cut. I worked my way out of that deal." West also claimed during a November 2021 Drink Champs podcast that signing Sean was the worst decision of his entire career, which is fucking crazy. Starting in 2020, Big Sean has appeared in the Showtime series 20s in a recurring role as Tristan, an anti-social media character who learns the value of online connection. In October 2021, Sean, in collaboration with Hit-Boy, released an EP titled What You Expect. In February 2022, Big Sean and singer Queen Naija released a single titled Hate Our Love. The song will appear on Naija's upcoming album. In September 2022, Big Sean re-released Detroit to streaming platforms in honor of its 10th anniversary. Last month, Sean released a new song and video entitled Precision. Unfortunately, on the same day, Kendrick was featured on a Future and Metro Boomin song, which he dissed Drake. That controlled the music and social narrative, but the song is very good and makes reference to those guys being called the Big Three along with Cole, and the fact that his last three albums all went number one. Be on the lookout for more music from Sean in the very near future. Big Sean dated his high school sweetheart, Ashley Marie, whom he met when he was 16 and started dating at 19 until their breakup in early 2013, which the song Ashley is about. He subsequently began dating actress Naya Rivera, rest in peace. Their relationship became public in April 2013. Sean and Rivera were engaged from October 2013 to April 2014. He then dated singer Ariana Grande from October 2014 to April 2015. Sean has been in a relationship with Jhené Aiko since 2016. In his 2020 song, Deep Reverence, he revealed that Aiko had previously experienced a miscarriage. Their son was born on November 8th, 2022. On November 28th, 2017, Big Sean purchased an 11,000 square foot foot home with 7 bedrooms and 8 bathrooms in Beverly Hills. The house was previously owned by Guns N' Roses artist Slash. Big Sean has openly said that he has struggled with depression, canceling a tour in 2018. He credits therapy, a healthy lifestyle, exercise, and taking a break from touring to refocus on his music as instrumental in his recovery. In May 2012, Big Sean founded a nonprofit organization called Sean Anderson Foundation with the aim of helping underserved children and families in Detroit, alongside direct donations to local institutions, primarily educational institutions. The foundation has created fundraising programs that partnered with other organizations. In 2016, the foundation launched #HealFlintKids to raise money for the Community Foundation of Greater Flint amid the Flint water crisis. The program raised $100,000. In 2015, the foundation launched Mogul Prep, which partnered high school students with music industry professionals. During the same year, the foundation donated a recording studio to students at Big Sean's alma mater, Cass Technical High School. Beginning in 2018, the foundation has hosted an annual weekend festival called Don Weekend with free events and performances for Detroit residents and usually by Detroit artists. In December 2018, Big Sean, in partnership with Ally Financial, Thurgood Marshall College Fund, and Sean Anderson Foundation, created an annual scholarship competition for HBCU students called Moguls in the Making. In 2019, the foundation partnered with the Boys and Girls Club of Southeastern Michigan, donating a second $100,000 recording studio to the club during that year's Don Weekend. Since 2012, the foundation has participated in the annual All-Star Give Back on Thanksgiving, where it distributes turkeys, trimmings, and canned goods to the Detroit resident. In May 2021, Big Sean, via his Sean Anderson Foundation, released a video series on wellness and mental health. The series was released during the Mental Health Awareness Month and features conversations between Big Sean and his mother, educator Myra Anderson, about the intersection between wellness and mental health, including topics like meditation and sleep. In October 2008, Big Sean was featured in The Source and headlined the style section of the magazine. He posed in the Winter 2008 Billionaire Boys Club lookbook and is a consistent representative of Tiza Apparel. He has an endorsement deal with Adidas, through which he has released his own Detroit player line of sneakers. In 2013, Big Sean released his own clothing company, Ara Gold. In 2018, Big Sean launched his shoe collection with Puma, called Puma Big Sean. The collection included a relaunch of the classic Puma suede, released on the shoe's 50th anniversary. In December 2020, Big Sean joined the NBA's Detroit Pistons as creative director of innovation. In that role, he leads the design of team apparel, with practice jerseys bearing the Don Life logo and other non-game community-driven initiatives. In December 2020, Big Sean joined McDonald's Black and Positively Golden mentorship program. The program offers scholarships for HBCU students. Now, let's go over the discography of the one and only Detroit legend, Big Sean. Finally Famous, Hall of Fame, Dark Sky Paradise, I Decided, Detroit 2. Collaborative albums include 2088 by 2088 with Jhené Aiko, Double or Nothing with Metro Boomin. Obviously, I didn't add any mixtapes, and this is the last episode of the season, so let's finish this one off with some Big Sean tracks. Time cut, look, I'ma dick her down, you gon' pick her up, yep. And I'm unusual as shit, I'm super bad, your girl probably doodling my dick, and it's a couple screws up in my head that could use a fucking today. Fuck that, you gon' get some dick today. I walk in with my crew and I'm breaking their necks. I'm looking all good, I'm making her wet. They pay me respect, they pay me in checks. And if she look good, she pay me in sex. Do it, bounce that ass. It's the roundest, you the best. You deserve a crown. Drop it to the floor, make that ass shake. Whoa, make the ground move, that's an ass quake. Build a house up on that ass, that's an ass state. Roll my weed on it, that's an ass trait. Say yay, say yay. He says Ed, and Eddie, who flip like confetti. And then when you back, they back to call you dog. That shit can get petty. Bitch, don't get no dap to me, nigga. Funny thing about talking behind my back is that it just keep coming back to me, nigga. Was off for a sec, now it's back to me, nigga. You mad at me, this ain't what I'm looking at my phone like she finna call back. But last night, I feel like probably ended all that. Cause by now, she would've sent a text in all caps. Then another one trying to take it all back, saying fuck you, I miss you, or I hate you so much. Cause girls only say I hate you to the guys that they love. I know that this life was meant for me, niggas. Change up more than wishing wells. Karma come around, I wish them well. Living like I'm on a limitless pill. I kill the scene like I'm Denzel. Crazy. Like my jacket strapped up, nigga, I don't act, but I act up. Brown paper bag like the lunch packed up. Back up, nigga, I'ma need like 10 feet or get some. Yeah, and every day I wake up celebrating shit. Why? Cause I just dodged the bullet from a crazy bitch. I stuck to my guns, that's what made me rich. That's what put me on, that's what got me here. That's what made me this. And everything that I do is my first name. These hoes chase bread, aw damn, she got a bird brain. I'm the dog cause the street said it. And I got pressure on me.
7 days a week is game seven on me. Life will test you out. You live through that, that's testimony. Giving them hell, but how in the hell I got all these blessings on me? Most of the girls I know addicted to social media. All the time they put it.
All eyes on me, ho. I feel like I'm Truman. No, we finna win it, cause I'm about to lose it. I don't give a fuck what computers is putin'. I go off the field, no hezzy, just shoot it. I die for my team, I'm the coach, I'm recruiting. I'm spending my time and I'm saving the day, ho. I feel like I'm mutant. I'm put like a student. I'm feeling bilingual, cause I'm in Nigeria, rocking the Cuban, smoking on.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Hip Hop History. Please like, subscribe, and leave a review where possible. Thank you and have a great day.